You are listening to Breakfast on 2SER 107.3. And all this week on Breakfast, we've been giving you a Christmas survival guide to help you get through the silly season as unscathed as possible. Now, we kicked it off on Monday with a look at avoiding family conflicts over the Christmas period. But for some people, a family conflict might actually be a welcome break from the solitude. Christmas can be a lonely and difficult time if there aren't many people in your life to share it. So how do you cope with the so-called festive season when you're alone? Dr. Jan Orman's a general practitioner. She works with the Black Dog Institute. She joins me on the phone. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, it can be a very difficult time of year for people without support networks, can't it?
Yes, it can be a very difficult time of year, particularly because that's not the way it's supposed to be. All the media emphasises the togetherness and the familyness of Christmas, and that simply underlines the aloneness of people, I think, at that time of year.
And I imagine for people who are prone to depression, it's an even more fraught time.
Absolutely. I must say I do encourage my colleagues to try and identify people who are vulnerable during this time and talk through with them some of the things that they can do to prevent Christmas from triggering their depression or even just their distress.
And of course, we are talking about people who are, you know, you can choose to be alone on Christmas, but we are talking about people for whom that solitude feels particularly uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. What would you say are some of the coping mechanisms that people could be using?
Well, a lot of people really enjoy being alone at Christmas time, and often they're the people who whose families are prone to conflict at Christmas time,
yes,
as you mentioned earlier. But I think it's probably worth talking and planning Christmas a long way in advance for people for whom the loneliness situation is not ideal. And that's the thing that I talk to GPs about, talking to people about Christmas well in advance, about the plans that they have and the things that they can do at Christmas time. One of the things that always comes to mind when talking to people about Christmas is the possibility of volunteering. We know that in terms of mental health, that doing something for somebody else is actually very good for your mental health. And we're not actually talking about people with mental illness there. I'm talking about people who simply are distressed. So that's top of the list, planning to do something for somebody else during that time.
Now, the problem I would say is that sometimes you don't know that it's going to be difficult when you're alone. You might come into it thinking, well, this could be okay this year, it's going to be fine. And sometimes those plans haven't been made, I imagine.
That's probably true, which is why I think programs like this to encourage people to think about it is a good idea. The really difficult things that I think you're referring to are the times when people are let down at the last minute by family or friends, celebrations are cancelled, or they're encouraged not to attend the celebrations, and those are certainly difficult times. But, you know, I don't think that that's as big a factor as the issue of people for whom Christmas happens within a context in which they don't feel comfortable. So there's a mismatch between their expectations and what actually happens at Christmas time, and they may suddenly find themselves alone because they have to leave the celebrations that they'd planned. I always encourage people to plan for that as well. So, yes, I understand what you're saying. Volunteering to do something is something that you have to plan for in advance. But if people are vulnerable, they know what their triggers are, and ideally they have a list of things to do when things go wrong.
And would you recommend that people sort of reach out to anyone who they know is going to be alone at Christmas? Do you think that's
absolutely, yeah, absolutely. All over Sydney there are going to be orphans Christmases. I'm sure you've heard of that concept before. So, and young people do it well. People who are by choice in Sydney at Christmas and their families are in the country or overseas, for example, they tend to be quite cheerful about it. Older people, and I'm making generalisations here, of course, do tend to be a bit more miserable about that loneliness. And I think if you've got the opportunity and you've got a family Christmas happening, reach out to people and see if they want to come. Mind you, they might not want to come because being at your happy family Christmas might actually make them feel more miserable.
That's what I was worried about.
So it's worth a conversation rather than just an invitation, a conversation about how they would feel about it and the fact that you won't be upset if they actually refuse the invitation.